That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Today is Wednesday, January 3rd. And tonight's special at the Norton Eagles is chicken Caesar pasta, vegetable, and a roll. Again, tonight's special at the Norton Eagles is chicken Caesar pasta, vegetable, and a roll. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock, and it is back this Sunday. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 47 with a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And that should become northeast in the afternoon. For tonight, some patchy fog before 11 p.m., then patchy fog after midnight. Otherwise, increasing clouds with a low around 22. On Thursday, there's a slight chance of freezing drizzle between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 38. On Friday, there's a chance of snow before 2 p.m., then a chance of sprinkles and flurries between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., and then a slight chance of flurries after 5 p.m. Should be cloudy on Friday with a high near 36. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 40. On Monday, snow showers are likely, possibly mixed with rain, should be cloudy with a high near 35 and breezy. And on Tuesday, should be sunny with a high near 35 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 25 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.11, and the dew point is 21 degrees. It's 9:05. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday, January 3rd party line. I'm Natalie, here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I'm excited. Our Blue Jays started off the new year, their first game of 2024, both the boys and the girls winning. The girls beat Cambridge 37-23, and the boys beat them 40-32. What a great way to start out the new year. How did the C teams do?
The JV boys came out with a win. I think they won by over 20.
Oh my.
I don't remember the exact score, but they came out with a win as well.
Awesome. Blue Jays are on a roll. What a great way to start out the 2024. Now we do have basketball tomorrow night also.
Mm-hmm.
That's here against Stockton.
Correct.
And then on...
And that is a Thursday night. You're wondering, why is it on Thursday?
Yeah,
because we have wrestling.
Yeah, we have wrestling coming up. We have wrestling, a duel on Friday. But on Saturday starts the Durham Wrestling Tournament. And that's always a lot of fun.
Yes.
A lot of going on here in Norton when that goes on. So that'll be on Saturday. Now you can catch all the action like last night. I watched a little bit on Facebook, but I listened to the radio and listened to Jeff calling the game. And it was a fun game to listen to. We can listen tomorrow night right here on KQNK AM and FM. And then on Saturday we will have the Durham wrestling.
Yes.
And then on Sunday we will have the final regular season game, I believe it is, of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Correct.
I think it's the final.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's the final regular season game of the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. Now, that pregame starts at 2 o'clock. It's a 3:15 game. You can listen to all that action right here on KQNK AM and FM. Big sports weekend.
It is.
Durham and the last game for the Chiefs, and it's a very important game, too. And we got our basketball. They're on a roll, and they're going to be home tomorrow, so we can go and watch one.
Yes.
That's nice. So, big things coming up. Very excited about that. And you went and watched some of the game?
Yes.
We went. Not the whole thing because it was late.
Yeah. Went and watched JV in Cambridge yesterday. And it was fun to watch. The boys were having fun on the court, you could tell, and they were making plays and
awesome,
getting it done.
Awesome. You know, I wanted to ask you earlier, and I forgot to ask you now. What was? Did they get more snow than us? Do you think?
No, there, not in Cambridge. I don't
really
think so.
I was wondering because I think around McCook they were supposed to have got a lot around the same time we did, but it didn't seem like it was.
It didn't seem like it.
Well,
no.
That's good. That made the drive better. Yeah. Now, speaking of the weather, you know, right now they're calling for some snow mixed with rain Thursday night into Friday, and that's going to be a lot to deal with, so just be really careful when you're out and about. But the big storm, and right now they're unclear of which path it's going to take. If you look at the Goodland, mm-hmm. it shows you this path, what will happen. But they do think that we are going to get some winter weather. They're kind of confident about it. Like Mandy and I were talking about, it's only Wednesday, the way the weather changes. Friday, they could tell us it's going to be 60 degrees.
Yes.
But right now we're looking at, on Sunday night into Monday, a chance of another snowstorm. And they said it would be similar to the storm around Christmas time. So just be prepared. This is a little ways out. So, you know, start thinking about what you need to do to get prepared to be snowed in or whatever. But like I said, even the Goodland weather is telling us, you know, it's not set in stone. We got to wait a couple days and see what happens.
Exactly.
I'm serious. Friday they could say, hey, it's going to be 75 on Monday. The way the weather changes
here. The way it does. Or we could have, you know, 75 and Oberlin could have a blizzard.
Exactly.
You know?
That is so true.
You never know.
That is more true than, yeah, very true. All right. Well, I'm ready to get started. You ready?
I'm ready.
Ready for some trivia?
Yes.
You might know these questions.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I want to let everybody know that if you have played our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you have won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you have 30 days to get down here and pick that up before it expires. But you do still have a week to use it once you pick it up. We will leave them for you. We're glad to do that. We do that for people all the time. We really do. But the thing you need to remember is that when you call and ask us to leave it on the door, we do that and we write the expiration date on it. So you only have a week from the day that you tell us to leave it on the door to pick it up or it will expire. We hate it when that happens. I hate taking those things off the door because they're expired 4 or 5 days. So think about it. If you've won one and asked us to hang it for you, please come and get it and before it expires.
Bless you.
Pardon me. Ooh, that was a one that I could feel coming for like 5 minutes. So, all right. If you have, be the first caller, 785-877-3378, with the correct answer to the trivia, you'll be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Okay, so today is J.R.R. Tolkien's birthday.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask a question about Lord of the Rings. Never seen it in my life, but I know you have.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you might know it. And we do want to thank our Norton Pizza Hut for sponsoring our trivia. Call them today at 785-877-3359. Order online. Download the app and order from the app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. And don't forget about that triple treat box. Feed the whole family, and they deliver from open to close at our Norton Pizza Hut. Awesome. All right, be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer, and you are going to be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, so what type of bread do Sam and Frodo eat on their journey through Mordor? Could be Charlie Brown's teacher. I have no idea what any of that means. What type of bread do Sam and Frodo eat on their journey through Mordor? Did you know? 785-877-3378. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Yes. Is it Lambeth?
It is. And who is this?
This is Jane Burton.
Good job, Jane. Yeah, Lambeth's bread, if I'm pronouncing it right. You were right. Good job, Jane. Hey, you just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jane. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do you pronounce it?
Lambeth's bread.
Lambeth's bread.
if you, there's a scene where Sam is just going on and on and on about, because that's all they ate.
Yeah, but that's when I, the reason I picked that question is because I figure you'd know and you could explain to me. But it says Limbus bread, the magical elven food, sustains the fellowship on their arduous journey. Tolkien said that the food was mostly in the form of very thin cakes made of meal that was baked a light brown on the outside, and inside was the color of cream. Did you know that?
No.
No. But it's one of their main foods?
Mm-hmm. It's,
and they're elves?
A staple, yep. Well, no, they're not elves, no.
Oh.
They're hobbits.
Oh.
Part of the crew that's making the trek is elves.
I see. You know, Ron and I were just talking about this weekend. We have never been into Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, but we see all these commercials and things on social media and stuff. People post clips. So we're going to binge watch each one of those series one day.
You should.
We are.
They're good.
We are, because like this, I mean, like I said, this is just all like reading a foreign language to me. I have no idea what any of it means. I was trying to be hard, too, because I figured if Jonathan's watching, he'd probably know them all right away.
He is not.
Okay. I just want to be...
Well, he didn't make a guess.
Well, I wanted to be careful, because I know he loves that movie, and I know that he probably know an answer to a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of those questions there that I might have to ask about sometimes, see what they mean. Or watch a movie and I'll know.
Yes.
Yeah,
watch
there you
the
go.
Movie and you'll know.
All right. Well, good job, Jane. You just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. We're going to break for our open market report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Now at the Mercantile, currently we are mostly higher for the hogs and for feeder cattle, while we're lower for the live cattle. February live cattle down 57 cents at 171.32. April unchanged at 174.50. January feeder cattle down 20 cents at 225.22. March up by 2 cents at 226.55. February lean hogs up 52 cents at 65.80. April up by 40 cents at 72.90. We can take a look now over to the Board of Trade, where we are currently lower across the board. March corn down a penny at 4.62¾. May down by 3/4 at 4.76¼. January beans down 4¼ at 12.69¾. March down 5½ at 12.68. March Kansas City wheat down 6¾ at 6.22. May down 6¼ at 6.25¼. Chicago wheat for March down 6 cents at $6.75. May down 5¾ at $6.13¾. We can take a look now over to crude oil futures, followed by some Wall Street trade. Crude oil up by $1.16. Gold down by $31.80. Silver down by 78 cents, with gasoline up by 2 pennies. Over on Wall Street, we can take a look at the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500. The Dow Index down 168.06, NASDAQ down 78.92, and the S&P 500 down 23.70. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday, January 3rd party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning.
Hey, we got a phone call. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning. I'd like to wish Sylvia Bangle a happy birthday today.
Sylvia Bangle is celebrating a birthday today. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Happy birthday, Sylvia. Nice lady.
Such a sweetheart.
She is. She's one of the nicest people. All right. So I hope she has a great birthday today. And I think we're ready to start. Are you ready to start?
I'm ready.
Let's get this party started. First things first, if you know anybody that's having a birthday, please call us and let's get them on the list just like they did for Sylvia. 785-877-3378. And at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call. Let's get them on the list, and I'll tell you why here in a minute. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I would like to wish Camden Luff a happy 10th birthday today.
Camden Luff is 10.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday, Camden. If you know any, now you want to call those anniversaries, because at the end of the show on Friday, and this is a shortened week, so Friday's almost here. Thank goodness. We are going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc. today. Shop for yourself. You know, you've been shopping for other people this whole Christmas season. Now it's time to think of yourself. Stop in and find yourself a beautiful item at Garden Gate. Remember, they're always getting new stuff in. They have some very creative, wonderful stuff that they've made themselves. And you can always find the perfect gift at Garden Gate, etc. right here in Norton on Highway 36. And call Click Your Heels Travel at 785-871-4109 for all your travel needs. And it's not just for vacation. For all your travel needs. If it could be vacations or business, or you have a sick family member, maybe you have a doctor's appointment out of the state or someplace else and you need to travel, or you just need a hotel room for a night, Click Your Heels Travel has you covered no matter what your travel needs are. Call them today at 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you've lost something, found something, or you are looking for something, call us here at the station at 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors today. We want to thank Bailey Electric, Destination Kitchen, Sonic, TNC Kitchen, Crossroads Messages, and J&R Liquor. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here. We'll start off with reminders. Do you have any reminders this morning, Mandy?
I do not.
All right, I do. I have one reminder. Today is Wednesday, January 3rd, so that means it's Art Club for Kids Day at our Norton Public Library from 3:45 to 4:45. You can go and see the budding artist creations they have on display in their Art Club gallery. And remember, the Art Club for Kids is a parental contract event, so you need to stop if you haven't already and fill out that parental contract. You need one per child per family that will be attending. You can go ahead and stop in and fill one out for each of the kids and have them on file at the library. That way you've got that taken care of. Today, Art Club for Kids at our Norton Public Library, 3:45 to 4:45. All right. Do you want me to start?
I'll start. The Destination Kitchen has so many great items for your kitchen and give your gift-giving needs in stock with new items arriving. Bringing you all the new trends right here in Norton. They are having a sale at Destination Kitchen in their storefront. All Christmas and winter items are 20% off. And so you'll want to go in and get those Christmas and winter items at 20% off. Coming out of the kitchen for their special this week is a hot roast beef sandwich. Their baked goods include Coca-Cola cake, banana split cake, raspberry cheesecake, cherry kuchen bars, caramel rolls, cream cheese cinnamon rolls, and all, of course, their variety of cookies. The hours at Destination Kitchen are 9 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and Saturday 9 to 3. Lunch is served from 11 to 2 Monday through Saturday with all your favorite sandwiches. Their brick oven pizza and salad bar carryout is available during lunch. Lunch serving hours 785-877-2911. Get a taste of something special at Destination Kitchen. They're located at 115 West Main in Norton.
All right, I'm going to talk about our Norton Sonic. Don't forget about that hickory barbecue cheeseburger, 100% all beef patty that's layered with bold and tangy hickory barbecue sauce, melty American cheese, diced onions, crinkle cut pickles, crisp lettuce, and creamy mayo. And that's all on a toasted bakery bun. And the garlic butter bacon cheeseburger, which is 100% all beef patty, topped with creamy garlic butter, American cheese, crispy bacon, mayo, and grilled onions. And that's also on a toasted bakery bun. Check out those sandwiches. They are only featured items. They're only here for a short time, so get in and try those out. And don't forget to ask them about your keychain. It's $20 per keychain, and then you can get a Route 44 for $1.29 or a large drink for 99 cents. The Norton Sonic 2023 keychains are valid from as of December 4th all the way through December 31st of 2024. Now you can stop in and get that keychain, have it with you all the time. You're driving around and you want a nice cool drink from Sonic. Well, you got your keychain right there with you. Why not stop in and get one of those drinks? A Route 44 for $1.29 or a large drink for 99 cents. All of these and even more great high things going on at our Norton Sonic. Check them out today right here in Norton on Highway 36. Okay, let's talk about J&R Liquor. You know, if you're looking for the coldest drinks in town, you don't need to look any further than J&R Liquor right here in Norton. And if you've been traveling around here for the holiday season and you've stopped in some places in different towns and cities and maybe even states and found something you really like, well, let J&R Liquor know, because if they can get it in for you, they're going to do that. They keep their walk-in cooler fully stocked with all of your favorites, Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, Mike's Hard Lemonade, specialty drinks, and more. And they're all ice cold and ready to go. Also, be sure to stop in for your Kansas Lottery tickets available at J&R Liquor. J&R Liquor is located at 112 North 1st Avenue right here in downtown Norton. And don't forget to tune in Friday for a Favorite Flavor Friday from J&R Liquor, where Mandy picks out, well, we haven't thought of our theme yet. We'll get our theme together by Friday, and Mandy's going to have some great drink ideas for you that you can buy your supplies right at J&R Liquor, all your ingredients. Check out J&R Liquor today, 112 North 1st Avenue right here in downtown Norton. All right, so I tell you this and tell you this, but you know, one of your resolutions this year might be, hey, I'm going to do more stuff around the house, get some of my stuff done that I keep putting off. Well, there's one job that you need to lead to the professionals, and that is anything that has to do with electricity. Well, all you got to do is call Bailey Electric, 785-871-1967, for all your electrical needs. They offer free estimates. They're licensed and insured. They don't charge you mileage for the Norton or Oberlin area. They have their own boom truck. They do new installations or rewiring and trenching, and they have the lowest rates. Call Bailey Electric today. Leave that electrical work to the professionals at Bailey Electric. Write this down, put it in your phone, because you never really know when you might need to call an electrician. 785-871-1967 for Bailey Electric. Let's talk about lunch today. So we're going to talk about T&C Kitchen, because on their lunch buffet today, they're having turkey pot pie with potato, vegetable, and a roll. Stop in tonight for chicken fried steak or liver and onions. And remember, all of their lunch buffets Monday through Saturdays come with an ice cream sundae or an ice cream cone. And you never have to miss out at T&C Kitchen. All you have to do is call them at 785-877-3511 and get that order to go. Today, on their lunch buffet, you can enjoy turkey pot pie with potato, vegetable, and a roll at T&C Kitchen. Remember, they are hiring also. We were talking about this yesterday. They're hiring at T&C Kitchen. What a fun, great place to work. If you are looking for some work, stop in and talk to them about the positions they have available at T&C Kitchen. Don't forget, today, on their lunch buffet at T&C Kitchen, turkey pot pie with potato, vegetable, and a roll. Bible teacher Terry Laughlin is sermon writer for Sermon Central, Logos Bible Software, Faith Life Sermons, ChurchLeaders.com, and the Norton Telegram. Crossroads Messages has nearly 2,500,000 readings covering 98 different topics and reaching up to 100 different countries each week, and 100% of his writings are donated. Crossroads Messages is inviting you to get to know them by searching their free website. You can find the pages Crossroads Mission Statement, Doctrine, and the Teacher. Crossroads Messages topical teachings are written to mature you from the milk of God's Word to feeding on the meat of the written Word of God. They're asking you to make time and read biblical teachings which are preparing Christians all over the world to teach God's Word to others. Their free website, Crossroads Messages, is standatthecrossroads.com. So check them out today, standatthecrossroads.com, for Crossroads Messages. All right, we are going to take a quick break for our livestock auction roundup. Livestock auction is back this week, and we're going to listen to Jan, and we'll be back in just 1 second.
Jan team for Norton Livestock Market here in Norton, Kansas, with information on this Thursday special calf and feeder auction at 1 o'clock in the calves and feeders. Here's 121 black steers, home raised, spring and fall shots, and deck to max, weaned November 7, 675 to 8 and a quarter. 145 black steers, home raised, spring and fall shots, weaned September 5, mostly 8 and a quarter to 850. 121 black steers, all local calves, spring and two rounds of shots in the fall, wormed and poured, 75 days weaned at 8 and a quarter. 86 steers, maybe Charlet, home raised, spring and fall shots, poured, weaned early November, 675 to 800. 95, they'd be 90% black steers, home raised, spring and fall shots, 60 days plus wean, 600 to 700 pounds. 75, they'd be 50% black, balanced mixed colored heifers, bought locally at 750. 50 mixed steers and heifers, home raised, spring and fall shots, weaned in October, 600 to 650. 45 black steers and heifers, home raised, spring and fall shots, long time weaned at 600. 31 black and red heifers, home raised, spring and fall shots, no fall implants on them, weaned September 1, 650 to 7 and a quarter. 10 black heifers, home raised, springing two rounds of fall shots, worm, been running out, weaned 120 days, they're five weights. 10 mixed colored heifers, home raised, springing fall shots, weaned 60 days, they're five weights. And the way of series of deal, 24 open cast. For more information or to consign, call myself, Jan, at 785-567-8515, or Fieldman, Doak Brooks, Colton Harding, or Matt McClain. Thank you.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
And you can call Kansas Land Tire at 785-877-5181 for all of your auto and light truck needs. Your history for today: in 1871, Henry W. Bradley patented oleomargarine. In 1888, the drinking straw was patented by Marvin C. Stone. Let me grab my glasses. Whoa, okay. In 1924, English explorer Howard Carter discovered the sarcophagus of Tutankhamun in the Valley of the Kings near Luxor, Egypt. In 1938, the first broadcast of Women in White was presented on the NBC Red Network, and the program remained on the radio for 10 years. In 1938, the March of Dimes was established by U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The organization fights poliomyelitis. The original name of the organization was the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. In 1947, U.S. congressional proceedings were televised for the first time. Viewers in Washington, Philadelphia, and New York City saw some of the opening ceremonies of the 80th Congress. In 1947, in Trenton, New Jersey, Al Herron passed away at the age of 92, and he had claimed that he had not slept at all during his whole life. In 1951, NBC TV debuted Dragnet. In 1959, in the United States, Alaska became the 49th state. In the year 2000, Charles M. Schulz's final original daily comic strip appeared in newspapers. In 2001, the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, charged the Texas 7 with weapons violations. An autopsy showed that Officer Aubrey Hawkins, killed by the convicts, had been shot 11 times and run over with a vehicle. And finally, in 2004, NASA's Spirit rover landed on Mars, and the craft was able to send back black and white images 3 hours after landing. Today is January 3rd. It's National Drinking Straw Day. It's also National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day. Yummy. In music, in 1957, Fats Domino recorded I'm Walkin'. In 1960, Bobby Darin, Della Reese, and Connie Francis performed together on The Ed Sullivan Show. In 1964, the Beatles made their first appearance on U.S. television in a film clip shown on The Jack Parr Show, and it was a performance of the song She Loves You. In 1967, Carl Wilson with the Beach Boys refused to be sworn in after receiving a U.S. Army draft notice. He said he was a conscientious objector. And in 1970, Davy Jones announced that he was leaving the Monkees. In sports, in 1943, for the first time in NHL history, a goal with 3 points all came from the same family. Reg Bentley scored with assists from his brothers Max and Doug. In 1962, work began on the Houston Astrodome. In 1973, the Columbia Broadcasting System, or CBS, sold the New York Yankees to a 12-man syndicate headed by George Steinbrenner for $10 million. In 1977, the Kansas City Royals released pitcher Lindy McDaniel, ending his 21-year career. In 1983, Tony Dorsett with the Dallas Cowboys made the longest run from scrimmage in NFL history. Dorsett ran 99 yards in a game against the Minnesota Vikings. In 2005, former Pittsburgh Steeler Lynn Swann declared his candidacy for Pennsylvania governor. And in 2010, Tony Romo with the Dallas Cowboys set a team record when he took every snap for the entire regular season. Birthdays today, Jean Dixon was born in 1904. She was the popular astrologer and psychic. Mel Gibson was born in 1956, the writer and director of Passion of the Christ and the Mad Max movies. He's done a lot. Eli Manning was born in the state in 1981, the New York Giants quarterback who won Super Bowls in 2008 and 2012. Danica McKellar, born in 1975, Kevin's dream girl on The Wonder Years. Michael Schumacher, born in 1969, the seven-time world champion of Formula One racing. And J.R.R. Tolkien was born in 1891, the author of The Lord of the Rings. People that died on this date, Joy Adamson died in 1980, the author of Born Free. Conrad Hilton died in 1979, the founder of the Hilton Hotels. And Pat Hingle died in 2009. He was Jim Gordon in the Batman film series. Let's see. Now we want to talk about some celebrity birthdays. I'm right here in Norton. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. Mandy had to leave, and so I didn't have the calendar here. But we're going to talk about some celebrity birthdays right here in Norton. Today is Wednesday, January 3rd. Happy birthday to Camden Luft and Miles Shirk. All right, we had two called in, so I am going to get number one and number two here. And one and two. I'm going to number them. We're going to shake this up, and we're going to see who's going to get that delicious cookie from Destination Kitchen, also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Let's see. We're going to go with number two, and number two is Camden Luft. Camden is celebrating his 10th birthday, and now he gets to celebrate even more special with that cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Our phone calls for today, we had a couple birthdays called in. We want to wish happy birthday to Sylvia Bangle and to Camden Luft, who's turning 10 today. Let's see, I think that's about it. We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Bailey Electric, Destination Kitchen, Sonic, TNC Kitchen, Crossroads Messages, and J&R Liquor. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show, all because of you that we get to be here, and we appreciate it very, very much. All right, well, that's about it for today. It's going to be kind of a quiet day. They're not calling for much on the weather. We don't have any sports going on. That all starts tomorrow. I'll remind you again, tomorrow, the Norton Blue Jays basketball, girls and boys, will play right here in Norton. They play against Stockton. You can catch all that action right here on KQ and K, AM and FM. On Friday, there's a wrestling duel. And then on Saturday is the Durham Wrestling Tournament. That's always so much fun to go and watch. There's a lot going on in town. There's going to be a lot of people in and out around Norton. So that'll be a very busy day. And you can catch all that wrestling action right here on KQ&K. Let's see, Jeff and Brexton will bringing us the action tomorrow for the basketball game. Fig and crew will be bringing us all the action on Saturday for wrestling. And then on Sunday, the last regular season game for the Kansas City Chiefs will be played at 2 p.m. pregame. 3:15 will be the game start time right here on KQ&K. So we've got a busy few days coming up. Today will be kind of a quiet day for rest, and then all the fun starts. All right, well, I appreciate all of you listening and watching on Facebook Live and listening to KQ&K AM and FM and for listening to us every day. We really appreciate it. And I hope everybody has the most wonderful day today. Don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.